Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren, sponsored by LuggageForward.com. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Welcome once again to Talking Golf Getaways. Glad to have you with us. I'm Mitch Lawrence in beautiful Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. My partner, Darren Bunch, out there in beautiful California. Darren, we've got a great kind of intense show. It's going to be short, but it's going to be packed full of information about great formats, because you're about to go on a fantastic buddy trip to play golf in one of our favorite spots, and you're going to have a week-long competition that sounds like it's going to be sick.
Oh, yeah, man. We're going to Tobacco Road. We've been talking about this for a while on the show, and I'm going to tell everybody kind of the buddy trip Ryder Cup-ish format that we're going to do, with some really fun formats to liven up the trip.
I love Ryder Cup-ish formats. I think they should actually have that during the Ryder Cup. I think they should have, you know, a few days of Ryder Cup and a few days of Ryder Cup-ish format.
I think that's perfect.
All right. We're glad you found us. As always, golfnewsnet.com, iTunes podcasts, Audio Boom, Stitcher, all those great places. Darren, you can find on social media, as you should know by now, at Getaways Golf on Twitter, at Golf Getaways on Instagram. And me, you can find both places at Mitch Lawrence, LauranceE. You should know that by now, too. Let's talk just for a brief second, Darren, because one of the great things about what we do is we get to travel, we get to play golf. And is there any better marriage of those two things, and a great way to do it, than our sponsor for this show, which is, of course, Luggage Forward. If you like taking your golf clubs on the road and you're going to be exploring, you don't want to drag them through airports. With Luggage Forward, you can leave all that stress to the professionals. Trust me, I know. Darren knows. It's easy. You just get to your trip, set it up online. Luggage Forward handles the rest. They'll pick up your travel bag at your doorstep, deliver it wherever you need, literally. Golf course, hotel, resort, buddy's house, you name it. Darren, a great, great service.
Oh, that's right. And we're using Luggage Forward more and more and more. You and, of course, Brian Orr, golf photographer extraordinaire.
Drink.
Use them to get your clubs up to Bandon Dunes on our recent trip that we talked about. And it was the perfect way to do it. I've had my club shipped everywhere from Minnesota to Phoenix. And it's just an awesome feeling, man. You get to the airport and you don't have to worry about your clubs. You know that they're safe and secure and on their way, and that they'll be waiting for you at your destination when you arrive.
It is truly a great thing. That trip to Bandon was the first time I had used Luggage Forward, and I will never do it any other way again. And that's the truth. Once you use it, you'll never go back. You can check them out today. LuggageForward.com is where you can do that. You and your back and your stress level will be glad you did. All right, Darren, talking about trips, talking about going somewhere. You mentioned it, Tobacco Road. We did a previous episode way back, episode 25, which, of course, you can find on iTunes, about fun formats. But this time we want to circle back because, as we said, you're heading Tobacco Road, Pinehurst, a really cool trip, and you're going to play fun, different formats. So tell us a little bit about what you're going to do with your now famous, the really iconic is a word that springs to my mind, Bubbage Smoys Cup.
Oh, the Bubbage Smoys Cup. Yeah, that is a conglomeration. I don't know if that's the right word, of our names. That would be me and Chad Ramage, my buddy. We are the Bubbage team, and my friends Michael Smee and Jason Moyes are the Smoys team. We play for a cup. We have an ongoing set of matches. Usually the cup goes back and forth, but we're taking this trip, and a few years back, we did a big trip to Bandon, and it was a Bubbage Smoys trip, and we kind of played stroke play, and honestly, just Chad and I annihilated the Smoys team. And so we've been kind of refining the format for years, and this time we're doing this Ryder, as I said, Ryder Cup-ish. We're going to play 8 rounds of golf. We're playing 4 rounds at Tobacco Road. We're playing Pinehurst 2, Pinehurst 8. We're playing Southern Pines. We've got one more in there somewhere. I don't remember what it is. So anyway, no, it's seven rounds. It's only seven rounds. Sorry.
All right, well, that's why you don't remember the eighth. Good going.
That's right. And most of the rounds that we play are a best ball high-low. Most people are familiar with that format. Obviously, the high score of your team and the low score of your team play against each other. For us, it's a match play type format. Every hole is worth 2 points, and we play a match play for most of them. But Tobacco Road being so creative, we wanted to bring our own creativity to it. And so we've got three new formats with a twist that we're going to be trying. One of them is a format that you and I are familiar with because we've done it before. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and I just can't wait to try these out. We've been testing these formats for about a month and just having a blast doing it.
Okay, so let's start with the Omaha 9-9 Scramble.
Right, and this is not a real thing with a real name. I have given it the names of 9-9.
Well, it is now.
Now it's called the Omaha Scramble.
You're talking about it worldwide. It is now the name.
That's true. And the reason I named it the Omaha Scramble is because if you're familiar with poker and you've ever played Omaha Texas Hold'em, there's a thing where you have to use two cards in your hand. So you're required. You can't play the board. You can't do the other things that you do in regular Texas Hold'em. In this case, the 9-9 Scramble, the Omaha 9-9 Scramble, every player has to use 9 tee shots. So it creates, you know, unlike a regular scramble where maybe the player who's on a roll is using 14 or 15 tee shots sometimes, this requires you to really think out how you are going to allocate your tee shots throughout the round. And you kind of keep a running tally of, okay, I've used 5, my partner's used 3. That means we got to get him going. And it really creates, especially in the final holes, it creates some really fun, cool strategy. Especially if it gets down to the fact where you've used up your 9 and you're just relying on your partner, and you never know if he hits it out of bounds, if he hits a squirrely one, it's going to cause all kinds of problems. So it's really a fun way that we found to play and adds a twist to the traditional scramble format.
And like you said, playing Tobacco Road, not that Pinehurst 8 and 2 and Southern Pines are chopped liver. But Tobacco Road is such a different course. For those of you that haven't been there, again, shame on you. Get there. It sounds to me like that's a perfect format to, and again, not that you needed a Tobacco Road. There's enough drama there to do this just regularly. But what a great way to attack it, knowing that you have to use everybody's tee shots.
And some of it is, too, because we're going, obviously, I'm familiar with Tobacco Road. I've been there, many, many times. But the other three guys, this is their first trip. And so the scramble to play our first of 4 rounds there is really kind of a good way for them to get familiar with what Mike Strantz has done there from a design standpoint, get used to the roller coaster greens, get used to some of the blind shots. But at the same time, we didn't want to just go out and play a 2-man scramble. We wanted to do something that had a little bit more, like you said, drama and a little bit more strategy to it. And so that's why we've added this kind of unique twist.
It's a great twist at Tobacco Road. I mean, fantastic to let those three guys get a look at it and just make sure that you got video on their faces when they walk up to the first tee and at some of the other great holes there. All right, so there's Scotch foursomes. Most people know about that, alternate shot. We did it at Bandon Dunes a long time ago. I think it's, and as people know from watching the Ryder Cup, it's one of the great formats in the game. There's so much, the give and take of it, the great shots, the missed shots, the guilt associated with it when you let your partner down. The Scotch foursomes has a lot going for it.
Well, yeah, and we play, like you said, Scotch foursomes we play is a little different than the foursomes they play at the Ryder Cup. In Scotch foursomes, everybody tees off, and then you end up taking your best drive kind of scramble format from there, and then you play alternate shot in from there. And I remember that trip when you and I did it at Bandon Dunes. I mean, when your partner lets you down, it's just you have so much guilt yourself when you hit a bad shot. And, you're both your heart aches for your partner and you're also enraged at him when he makes a bad shot. I remember I blew one into the canyon, I think, on 18 at Bandon Dunes to cost us the match. And I've never forgotten it. And I still
pay. Yeah, neither have I.
I still pay penance for it every time we talk about this.
which is what we want to do. We want to carry this forward as long as we can.
Exactly. All right, that alternate shot, ahead. Man, when you get into the alternate shot part of it, it's just, it's something different, just wholly different than playing your own ball. Because you just don't know what you're going to get with your next shot. Whereas if you're playing your own ball, you kind of get in a rhythm, you kind of get an idea of how you're working your way around the golf course. But you and your partner can be swinging it way different. And in our case, like the opposing team, one guy's a lefty, one guy's a righty, one guy's playing modern golf clubs and the other one's playing hickories. So it really adds just this level of craziness and trying to figure out your way as a team around the golf course that's unlike anything that we do.
Yeah. And again, one of the things that I love about it that you're doing is that you're getting these different formats at some of the places that are perfectly set up for them. You know, if you were only going for two rounds somewhere, somebody might say, well, alternate shot, you're giving up time to hit shots. But you guys are playing enough where all these different formats are going to lend themselves to total enjoyment in different ways. So very, very cool. All right. The next one, it's a Chapman. And your notes have confusing mix of alternate shot and scramble. That's very fun once you master it. I am particularly interested, since I've not come across this format, in having you explain us out of the confusing part of this.
Well, we played a practice round with it. And so basically, a Chapman is everybody tees off. And then you play your playing partner's ball on the second shot. And then from there, you take the best shot and you play a scramble in the rest of the way. So in a way, it's the opposite of Scotch foursomes. And it can get a little confusing, though. My playing partner, Chad Ramage, when we did our practice round, it took him well into the back nine to get familiar with the concept of when we got out into the fairway that he was going to hit my ball instead of hitting his ball. And so you've got to be able to wrap your head around that part of it. But it's a fun format. Again, everybody gets a tee off. We wanted to put a premium on, you know, guys getting to hit as many shots. And in this case, as opposed to the Scotch foursomes alternate shot, everybody's hitting every shot basically throughout the hole. And it's just fun. It's a little bit different. And again, it's a different kind of unique twist on it. And it will be our third round at Tobacco Road. And we will have already done a scramble. We'll have already done Scotch foursomes. And this is kind of the next logical step and a way to put together yet another two-man team format that adds new twists and adds some creativity. And again, really puts the team into the team format, you know, because you've got to rely on your partner in a lot of ways.
So that's three rounds you've talked about. The fourth round, is that just going to be straight stroke play, match play format, but your own ball?
Yeah, it'll be our own ball, but it'll be the best ball high low like we're playing, and we'll play that at the other places. So we're starting off the trip with three rounds of these alternate formats. Then we'll be playing our own ball in the other courses that we're all essentially we're playing one round on each of the other courses, plus this final fourth round at Tobacco Road. Now, the other twist we added into the alternate formats is, like I said, three of us are playing hickories. One of us is playing moderns, and the guy who plays moderns, Michael Smee, and I pointed this out before, someday he'll become a man and start playing hickory clubs. But until then, he's still swinging modern clubs. He's a big hitter. He's a very good player. And that's what kind of evens out the teams. Chad and I are a little closer to each other with the hickories. Michael is probably the best player because he's playing with moderns and he's a good player. And our friend Jason Moyes just kind of brings up the bottom of the pack. So, it makes for pretty even teams, but what we decided to do is whoever wins a hole. So we're going to start off on the average tees, whatever the equivalent of the white tees are. But if a team wins a hole in the alternate formats, they get to pick the next tee box. So they can pick to go all the way up to the red tees. They can pick to go all the way back. They can move around as whatever is the best strategy for them. If a hole is pushed after that point, we stay at whatever tees we're at until somebody wins another hole. And then that team then picks gets to pick the next tee box. So there's another added level on top of this into the kind of creativity and how you end up moving around the tee boxes to see the golf course from different perspectives.
I think this is all great. And one of the things that it's obviously done, you said you've been testing these formats for a month. Not that we need to be excited about an upcoming trip, but it engages you in a way that you're already deeply in it a month before you even get there. So by the time you guys are going to get to Tobacco Road, especially since they haven't been there before, you're going to explode. All of you, I think you're just going to explode.
Well, right. We've been talking about the trip for months in the planning stages. In fact, we actually locked up the week to do this trip a year ago because everybody's got different schedules. And we were like, okay, well, this worked for us a few years back when we went to Bandon this week after Easter. And we want to do it. You know, we're going to do it again. And everybody put it on their calendar. You know, then it was a matter of, well, where are we going to go? What are we going to do? Obviously, I wanted to take them to Tobacco Road, and then we started adding the other things onto that. We were able to add Pinehurst number two. We're able to add Southern Pines. You know, all these golf courses that you and I love, you know, down in the Carolinas. So, but it does. It adds just another element of just talking about the trip. We literally talk about the formats every day. We have fought and argued over little details of the formats. And I would say one thing, too, to kick back to something you mentioned about, you know, that people might not want to do this. I find that the number one reason people don't do alternate formats, especially like alternate shot, is they feel like they're not getting their money's worth. And I would tell you that if it's about the experience for you and it's about winning and beating your opponent and just having that fun of playing golf and being out there in a match on a great golf course, don't worry about the shot for shot price that you're paying. I mean, think about it in terms of a memorable experience and you will get your money's worth every time.
I think that's a great point. And we know that to be true, certainly. You and I, you know, even though we like to go out and see what our score would be, I don't think there's any question that on any of the trips, any of the times we have played together, that we have had ridiculous amounts of fun going on these kinds of trips and playing different formats. All right. Somebody's going to take four of these rounds and they will bring home the Bummidge Smoys Cup, which I think people out there, you can have your green jackets. You can have your Wanamaker trophies. You can have the claret jug. I think the Bummidge Smoys Cup is what everybody's going to be wanting. You'll obviously keep us posted when you get back and we'll find out how all of this went.
Not just when we get back, but those people who follow Golf Getaways on the Instagram, we'll be doing Instagram stories about every round and about the formats, and you can follow us along on Instagram at Golf Getaways.
How cool. All right, I might even watch and participate because I know you'll be sending me text like every hole anyway, so I'll know what's going on. But thanks for the info, man. Great talking to you. I know you're going to have a spectacular trip. Say hi to Mark Stewart at Tobacco Road. I'm sure he's going to be happy to see you for days in a row.
Hey, I'm going to get out and hopefully play a round of golf at Mid Pines with our good friend Mark Stewart, who is also known as the Real Stewart Kick on Instagram. And I want to see what the Real Stewart Kick looks like. There's a funny story behind that, and I want to get in on some of that action and maybe take a few dollars from him on the way.
Yeah, well, my money is on Real Stewart kicking your butt. That's kind of where I'm going with that. All right, thanks for listening. As always, couldn't do without you. Darren, he gave you the Instagram at Golf Getaways. On Twitter, it's at Getaways Golf, and I'm at Mitch Lawrence again. Or you can use the hashtags Talking Golf Getaways, Emergency 9, or hashtag Two Haggis Bags. And if you've listened to us this long, you understand why we're saying it. You can get our attention that way.
What about hashtag Bummidge Smoys? That could be a new one.
That's fine. If you want to go there, that's fine. We'll have to spend two podcasts talking about how to spell those. So you can start it. You know, do it on your stories.
I'm getting on
it. Get it out there. Yeah. All right. I have a feeling we'll be immersed in the Bummidge Smoys Cup.
It'll be trending before you know it.
Yeah, good. Maybe you can replace Kim Kardashian, but that's a whole other show. All right, share us on your social media. You can rate us on iTunes. All we want to do, we want to spread the word about the best in golf travel and how to get the best out of your trips. Thanks for being with us. Tom Petty. Hey, man. Keep running down the dream. Take it away.